about the journals, and I'll have them for you tomorrow. I've got to spend one more night reading it. I'd like to read them all before I return. I'm finding some patterns, and what I want to do is make a note of general comments that I'll attach to each of them, and then there are just a lot of specific notes on each of your journals as well. One thing you'll note is that sometimes I'll have underlined something without making comment on it, just that I think you've made some points worth thinking further about in your notes, and with as many comments as I've had to write, sometimes I just can't think of what it is, but some of the things you're saying do jump out, and I just want to point out to you some of the things that I think are, maybe I'll put a question mark there or something I indicate that I think is a good point that you can elaborate on further in your own thinking about that. But I will finish reading them tonight. But I don't want to read them always before I return. You're going to take them up tomorrow. Two other announcements before we start. Had I talked to the class or with only a few of you about a lunch for Jimmy and Mabel 2 weeks from Friday? Okay. So we're set for 2 weeks from Friday up on the fifth floor. Tomorrow, they'll be going. Oh, it is? So 2 weeks from Friday. One more announcement. The second announcement is that for the next two classes, either Steve Crosby or Pam Herman will be here in my place. I mentioned to you in one of the earlier classes that I have a number of other responsibilities, one of those being the National Advisory Council on Indian Education. And we're going to be meeting, and I'd indicated that the days I don't want to meet are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So the days that were set were Wednesday and Thursday, with Tuesday and Friday's travel. It couldn't have been a worse selection for me, but now that it's set, I don't have much choice except to go. At least I feel what I have to. I ignore it, but I don't want to. So Pam is the person in charge of the student development program under which this operates, and she's worked closely with us before. And she's also in charge of the Rural Honors Institute, which is taking more and more of the time at this time of the year. Or it might be Steve Crosby. Steve is working with Jimmy and Mabel on teaching a dance class. And between them, they're both very interested in coming to this class, so I don't know which it'll be. If it's a boy, it's Steve. If it's a girl, it's Pam. So next week, they'll be here for those 2 days. How many of you know Pam? How many of you know Steve? Okay, most of you know Steve. A few of you don't know either one. But one of them will be here. One thing that students asked about a lot, one thing that students asked about a lot, Jimmy and Mabel, was your families, and they're very interested in that. And I know that you and Steve talked about that. And Steve, I know you asked me about it, and there really was quite a lot of interest in that. So that may take most, if not all, of the class today. And I know that from what you said, it just takes a lot of time. But can we work that out on the blackboard now? Is that the best way to do it?
Yes.
We need a step ladder to start working up or down.
We only went one direction, and that's to their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A lot.
Yeah.
I don't know quite particularly what you should write. Getting those right to ask your names on the board?
Yeah, I think so. And if you can show the relationships, the parents and the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, some graphic order that shows the relationships. given the space limitations we have. Maybe what we ought to do is for 4 or 5 here to just swing around to the middle here. For the use of the board, that might work better.
It would be real fun to go in both directions. They have parents and brothers and sisters and so on, as well as children. Okay, this is a tie of marriage, and this is husband and wife. Jimmy, what's your name in Eskimo name?
Upigisna.
And then going down in this direction is their children.
It's a right, old right spell of my name, huh?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
T-U-L-I-I. And of course, when these get turned into English last names, that was done in a different writing system. Let's put the older children here, and then the younger one there. So, who's your oldest child?
My
oldest.
If you'd like to take note of the chart here, go ahead and do it.
And her husband is.
Sampumi.
Sampling? Yeah.
Sampling. You know if their Christian name is parenthetical.
Okay. This is Kathy. This is Timmy up here. And Mabel. Kathy, and he's
Joseph.
Joseph?
Yeah, Joseph.
Nungu. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I spelled this right.
Mm-hmm. Nungu.
Anyway, since this is a legal name that was written a long time ago, it's sort of according to a different way of writing than I'll do. Their Eskimo names are like the proper way. Yeah, Joseph and Sampumi are the same person, but this is his English name and Yupik name. And their children. Their oldest child is
who?
Guhura?
Guhura, yeah.
Kubra and
No, Mangtakoli.
Mangtakoli, first oldest boy.
I'm sorry.
Mangtakoli. Mm-hmm. And that's George?
Yeah. George.
And you could go on forever here. And, yep. Is he married?
Yeah, wife. Akimok.
What?
Akimok.
Akimok. in English?
Jimmy.
Jimmy? Do they have children?
Yeah, four.
Who?
My story.
What?
First, my story.
Is that the boy or girl?
Boy.
My story?
Yeah, my story. I can't remember that.
Okay. The English name sounds, I can't remember. Shows what kind, which names people use among themselves.
The other one's friend, Sishkenaha.
What?
Sishkenaha.
Boy.
Boy.
Sishkenaha?
Yeah, Sishkenaha. The other one, Sister Yangsta. Arvishtrame.
What?
Arvishtrame.
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 And then there's this
a long one.
Yeah, is this a boy or
girl?
Girl.
Girl.
And,
so these are their what?
One is
children? Grandchildren? Great. Each level is of the same generation. So this is their generation and their children's generation. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And if we get time, we put their brothers and sisters on the same level as them. And then parents, aunts and uncles, the next level up. Grandparents, the next level up. Chart would stretch from the library to the patent. Because this is one, what have we got so far? Your oldest child,
yeah.
Fourth kid. How about Kathy's other children?
But he died, Jackson.
Who's that?
Jackson. Unmuka. He died.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, who's baby?
Gubra.
Yeah. Three girls.
And her husband?
Nunaha.
Nunawa?
Nunaha.
Nunaha?
Yeah.
Nunaha. By the way, some of these are names, but some of them have kind of a literal meaning too, like Uvra, is that a net? Mm-hmm. That means net?
Yeah.
And Nunaha?
Yeah.
Land.
Yeah.
But some of them I don't like Kungstein, just the name.
Yeah.
So that's usually how it is. Well, it's all means. You look hard enough, you can find that literal meaning.
Yeah, two girls.
How about their children?
Yeah, two girls. Napina.
What?
Napina, older self.
Napina?
Cobra, yeah.
Napina.
I was Pagunakota. I can't remember English
name. Okay, English name. Uvra, and after that?
Morris.
Kukuri
me. Oh.
Oh. Morris is Captain.
No.
Jackson. Gussie Jackson. Who's Morris?
Funny, behold. You mean Gussie Chauvin?
Who's right under?
Captain Chauvin.
You want Gussie?
Yeah. Get off Captain Chauvin first.
I need a Geraldine.
What's that?
Ben Mew.
Ben Mew.
Yeah. Other one now.
So is she man?
No.
Which girl?
Other one now.
Boy. Yeah.
Is he married?
No.
Yeah.
Carol.
What's her you can
Who's name?
Carolyn.
Shaganaha.
What?
Shaganaha.
Shaganaha?
Yeah.
Steve, can I interject a question here? In doing this kind of thing now, can you add other kinds of information that would make time, for example, more visible, like adding birth dates or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we're not going to ask him to do that.
I guess on a chart like this, you can add anything you have room for. When they're born, like I was doing the oldest and the youngest, when they're born, where they live, and they like this, they can put it on. And we have, what, two more children here? Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
How old is Hannah?
She's one is a little girl.
Okay,
so. Kakakse.
Okay, well, let me get
Hannah. Kakakse.
Akalika?
Yeah. Kaila.
Is this the boy or the girl? All of Umuhi.
Dawakama.
This is, we've got one child that is Mardika.
Yeah, but I mean,
how many grandchildren?
He has
12 grandchildren.
No, they're connected children.
Yeah, and he has 12 children.
And two of them are married.
Great grandchildren. Who's next?
Morris.
English. What's his secret name?
Kukulubimi.
Kukulubimi. Why
that's
is he called that? Kukulub is a place on the island. Was he born there?
Kukulubimi.
Born.
The
name is
That means person who lives in Kukulub.
His wife, Gertrude. Peganigo.
What?
Peganigo.
Peganigo. Peganigo. What am I going to do about these children?
Is there anybody that has this already done?
I guess I should erase.
Good luck to grandchildren.
Not enough room for it.
I'd like to add something else here for the class. And I should have discussed this earlier, but I want to make it a point now. You'll find in your grades that I tend to not push the top. I don't like anybody to think that they can't learn anymore. I like grading somewhere in the mid-range with the idea that you can learn more. One thing that you can do, and I'll make it available now, is if anyone is interested in an extracurricular or an extra credit project, one project that I'll make available now, and you can get together those who are interested in it, would be to work out a chart showing the family that Mabel and Jimmy can take back with them when they work this out on a chart that you can take. And incidentally, we do have a model upstairs from the first elder who came in. Had you seen Austin?
Did he go in both directions?
He'd done it before he came
out.
Someone else had done it with him, but it'll give you some idea. Just from that, do I have any interest? Can I have a show of hands in an extra credit project?
It'd be a good idea to have a start-on.
Okay, well, what I'll do then is at some point before 5:10, like to break up and give those people a chance to get together and just get coordinated on how they'll approach it. And would you be willing to help them some with that? Okay.
Okay. Their children, it's very important to put people on the same generation on the same level. Otherwise, the chart becomes a mess and you can't see who's related to who. So, grandchildren from this generation should go right on this level here.
Dennis, you know maybe George, George Stone, looks like he knew you.
Yeah. He I think is in the Exceed program for learning to be a teacher.
Yeah, he was teacher now too. He was teaching us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was teaching us from our language. For school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got a degree. Did he get a degree through your feet? Yeah, I think he was studying in...
He told me, when he talked to you in phone, he told me he knew you.
Yeah, I met him when he was taking courses.
Okay, so write down
the
children?
Yeah.
Oh,
first one, Olmer.
Oliver?
Batota. Yeah, I think Batota. Yeah, Batota.
By the way, this Q, if you're wondering, shows up all the time. That's like a K, but it's in the back of the mouth.
Yeah. Other ones are.
Is he married?
No. Richmond.
Richmond?
Yeah. That one, Steve Mountain. Ani Pavilo.
That's why it's called North East Cape Mountain, Ani Pavila. Mountain name.
And that's
Richmond's
name.
Ani Pavila, yeah.
And the GH is if you see that the ra, it's like a little, you know, central, like the R.
I went boy. Yeah, boy.
Appa?
Appa.
Appa.
Yeah, other one girl. Ahaya.
Ahaya.
Yeah. The English name, Angela Lee. other one girl, she's died. First baby.
Well, he died.
He died. With,
yeah.
His name is Nakhmik.
Nakhmik. First baby been died.
I think there's some sign for it died. I'm not sure what it is.
Through the symbol.
Just where the other one. You guys know it better than I do.
It's more showing that you're all on boy.
Okay, and then who's after Morris?
The kid.
What's the
Raymond?
Raymond. Where's this generation? What's his estimate?
The kid. Wife Elizabeth. Dalekna. Yeah. The first boy. How much?
What?
Renard.
Oh, Renard.
Renard.
Where's Kanak?
Well, it's good. Kanak. Bernard. Pusha.
He's got kids.
Yeah, two.
What's his wife?
You know. Talanyawa.
Talanyawa.
Yeah.
Why?
Salvia. Salvia.
Mind the right left?
The boy is named, he's thinking about me.
It's a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Thinking about me.
Yeah.
All these words that end in me like that, that means a person living at a certain place, or a name like that, that's it.
Would that be like, me?
Yeah, it's like the new one in the CMS, and then it's like me, yeah, me, you know, and...
And a little girl from me. I can't remember.
Sophie. Yeah. And those are great friends.
And
that's the same. That's his English name and his last name. I started out putting the English names in parentheses, but I started doing it somewhere. These aren't. It looks like it's the last name, like Elizabeth Sullivan, but it's English name and Eskimo. I was worrying about last name.
Other one?
Yeah.
Rani?
Where? Oh, Bernard? This would be over here. Yeah. Same generation.
Rani. Rani? Bene. You know,
but,
Rani Bene.
Raymond's children?
Yeah.
And what's the name?
Renard. Hey, Bernard. Oh.
Yeah, Bernard's brother.
Rennie.
I'm quite sure how that's spelled.
Benin.
This is boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy. And it's what?
Benin.
Benin.
Yeah.
He's a good cover, that one. Good cover. Not what? Mm-hmm.
Young and Gangama, another boy. Mitsu. Nachmi.
Nachmi?
Yeah. Another one boy. Vincent. Ayayuka.
What?
Ayayuka.
Ayayuka.
Only one sister. And Martha. Atmak.
Atmak?
Yeah. Got one girl.
Yeah.
His name Amanda. English name Amanda.
What's Amanda?
Kalan.
Okay, let's go back to right here. Three children already. Who's the next step to raise?
Ellen?
It is.
I just wondered,
I don't
think she was married.
Yeah.
No married. Ellen?
Ellen?
Yeah. Amatika.
Amatika?
Yeah.
Manager?
Yeah, Manager. Second husband, B's wife, man.
First husband, you died.
First husband, you died.
So, first husband. Did they have children?
She got married, yeah.
Her first husband?
First husband.
Ukta.
Seven children.
He got children.
Yeah, seven children.
Yeah.
I guess it's possible to indicate, like, if there's two marriages in both directions, I don't know what if there's three marriages.
Only second husband,
Nothing, children.
Farthest right or farthest left?
And then, the next one will be here? What if there's more than? Oh, I just have to draw some, by the red line, so. What was his name, first husband he died?
B's.
No. First one?
Ukta.
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 Ukta. Ra. Ukta ra.
Yeah, in his name, I'm sorry.
They have kids?
Yeah, seven kids.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can. This would just be like a third of the way through in this case.
Bayang.
Is that a?
Yeah.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Bayang.
Bayang?
Brenda.
Brenda?
Yeah, Brenda. Bayang. And, one kid, that Bayang.
That's one?
Yeah.
Child?
Yeah. He got a boyfriend, yeah. You know, apa? Ataka. Ubon.
What?
Ubon.
Ubon?
Ubon.
That's boy or girl?
Boy. I don't know.
And he's your child, right? What?
And, the other one, Aaron. Aaron, the boy.
Brenda's
brother.
Brenda's brother.
Yeah.
Aaron. What's his name?
Paginaka.
Paginaka?
Yeah.
Is that the right spot in your house, not to say Aaron?
What? What?
Aaron?
That's a boy. A-A-R.
Oh.
And, his wife,
Wife?
Akfagak.
What?
Akfagak.
Wife.
Wife, yeah, Akfagak. Yeah, and that's that, remember it.
They have.
Got one girl, yeah.
Dapala.
Dapala.
Dapala. Dapala?
Yeah, Dapala. Other one, Sharon. She got one girl. That's Sharon.
What's Sharon's,
Maknami.
Maknami?
Yeah. Maknami. This one girl. Bayrotkak. Yes, come on. Bayrotkak.
Bayrotkak?
Mm-hmm.
Bayrotkak.
And this one, Tammy.
What?
Tammy.
Tammy.
Yeah.
How old is Tammy?
One year.
1 year.
Yeah. Maybe next time born some girl, September or October. One more. Yeah, she got boyfriend. And other one's a boy. You know, the power army.
Yeah.
Shoshaha, please.
Shoshaha.
Shoshaha,
yeah, boy.
Shoshaha.
Otherwise, we forgot the English name.
Fibers.
I got girlfriend.
Other one boy is still in the army now. God took up. He asked for money. God took up.
He's still in the army.
Other one's a
girl.
Glinda.
Timponga.
What?
Timponga. Other one's youngest girl. He's died.
This
one? Yeah. Ellen's girl. He died. And in Norm, he's died. Truck.
After Ellen?
Ellen, was this all from the children of her first husband, or?
First husband.
How about second?
Nothing, no.
No children?
Yeah.
No. Who's after Ellen?
Herman.
Herman,
yeah. Bulitka.
Bulitka?
Yeah. His wife named Esther.
What's Ellen's husband's name?
Bees.
What?
Bees. Second husband?
Yes.
Yeah, his wife Mark.
Bees.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
Bees.
Esther.
Wife, Esther. Colleen.
They have kids?
Yeah, three kids.
Colleen.
It's Yari. Ask him on it. Yari.
Yari?
Other one's Vaina.
Where is it?
Girl.
And who is it?
Yeah.
Girl.
Vaina. Ivayoka. Ask him on it. Mostly call that brother. She always called boy.
Which one?
Youngest. Boy.
Boy, call him.
They ask him a name. Salvak.
Shalaha?
Yeah.
Shalaha.
That's all.
That's
Speaking.
From.
Yeah.
Three and one more.
One more. Eugene. Amo.
Mary?
Wait.
Well, Tuta.
Tuta?
Yeah, Tuta.
What's her English?
Marie. And only one girl.
Jessica adopted girl, that's all.
Is there some special way to show adoption?
The English name, Miriam.
And you
can speak English? Abruwak.
What?
Abruwak.
Abruwak?
Yeah. Tana, you should be wrong. That's all.
Only no, that's all.
My youngest son, Gregory. No wife. Herman James, yeah, he died.
That's
yeah.
Simba.
Yeah. Another one, Walter. He got 7 kids. 7 kids, Walter.
I mean Walter, my adopted boy. Walter. My adopted boy.
In the middle?
Yeah.
Where does he fit? Walter?
Yeah.
You know, Akaropalo.
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 Yeah, Akaropalo. I've been adopted when he was 9 years old. He'd been born Walla Walla.
His wife.
Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His wife is who?
Uyunak.
What? Uyunak.
Uyunak. Uyunak. Uyunak. Yeah, Uyunak. Yeah. Uyunak.
Yeah. Uyunak. Snakes.
You got older son. Tangato.
What?
Warren.
Warren?
Yeah. Warren.
Tangati. Yeah. Another boy.
Simba.
That one.
Simba?
Simba.
Named after your daughter?
Boy.
Another boy?
Simba. Boy, that one. Another one. Adayaha.
Adayaha?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forget the name in English. Other one. Pichulami. Boy.
Boy.
What?
Pichulami.
Kichilami. Kichilami. Yeah.
He's died. Too much drink. Tight. He shot himself. That boy. My grandson. Other ones.
Mutawi.
Yeah.
That's a boy?
Boy.
Mutawi.
You write Adayhak too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His sister is Bertha.
Girl. Girl.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Bertha?
Yeah.
He got married. He got 2 kids.
Bertha then?
Yeah, Bertha. Looks like no English name, only Bertha. One boy, his name is my great grand
This is children, grandchildren, great grandchildren.
This little girl is Wayang, eh?
Wayang,
little girl.
That one, you got it last night.
This is poor, is it?
Yeah, poor.
Yeah, this is the Uttaranya.
Ah, Uttaranya.
And this is girl?
Boy.
Boy.
So. Another one, one more sister. Lena.
We don't have Eskimo. Where do they live?
Somewhere outside. She got one girl. Lena, yeah.
Yeah, she never home yet.
Home yet.
No, she's still outside.
That's all.
She been scored, she never come back.
How many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Anybody have more time? I've been erasing them, so you can't count them from the fortune.
The family.
Grandchildren.
One more.
Celia.
Celia. The one of the adopted.
You're right, yesterday. Yeah. Chingawin.
Chingawin.
Yeah. You got husband.
Chingawin.
White man. Got three kids. And golf. I have it.
Four of the girls.
Three girls.
Three girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norman Pinet, King Kong. She knows what.
One more adopted older sister, Norma.
Norma. Where's Norma?
Walter's sister.
Oh, Walter's sister?
Yeah.
Walter's adopted too.
I've been adopted, so that's where I'm.
Yeah.
Norma.
Walter's sister, Norma, also adopted. How old is she? Yeah. Younger than Walter?
Younger than Walter.
Yeah.
Both of them should bring down to Toronto.
Norma?
Norma.
Is she older than Ellen? Is she older than Ellen?
That's not much more. Norma. She's older, I think.
What?
Almost same.
Same, almost.
Yeah.
Okay. Five or six. The kids, Norma.
Yeah. Did you want to leave early?
What?
Were you going to leave
early? You never
yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Why don't we stay another 5 minutes or so?
Five.
But I thought maybe what we are to look briefly at the other part.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you do a little bit of that in the next class, or will that not work for you?
Yeah,
okay, that's Tuesday. Just 3:40 to 4, I would say. You know, just the early part of the class.
Three girls, three boys.
From Norma?
Yeah, Norma.
What's Norma's Eskimo?
Kiruka.
What?
Kiruka.
No.
What?
No. Tuturia Kiruka. Norma Panilla Kiruka.
I'm just not there.
Norma,
so that no Eskimo name.
Norma, Montavis, the cow, Hankud.
Yeah, that's not
her husband. Have three girls?
Three girls and three boys.
Four boys.
And four boys.
Four girls.
Oh, four girls.
Do you know
their
name?
She was a big old first husband, three.
What?
Three kids. First husband. Two girls, one boy.
Two girls and one boy?
Yeah. Kiroka.
What?
First daughter, Chani. Chani. He has come on it, I don't know.
Chani.
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 John.
What?
Chani.
What?
John.
John? That's her name?
Three boys? Yeah.
Carol's sister?
Carol's sister.
Two boys. Two girls.
Anahatama.
Sister?
Yes, sister. Iroka.
Anahatama. Yeah, that's one thing, if you get down the chart, younger and younger, less kids, less marriage, it's too young.
So what do you know the name, before she's telling a gamble?
How about from...
Second husband.
Normalism gamble?
Yeah.
Two girls and a boy. Barry and brother.
Good boy.
Did you want to get to the older generation, Christine?
Yeah,
or
I was
you
just
to...
going to say that for that older generation, you really have to do two trusts like that. Because you need one for Jimmy and one for Mabel. I mean, to squeeze it all on one chart at a time, especially if you're trying to indicate their position within their family and other people. Anybody like these would be Jimmy's brothers and sisters, right? And growing up, Jimmy's parents. And what are these aunts and uncles? And their kids are Jimmy's cousins, first cousins. Couldn't reach any higher if I wanted. But maybe we can do a little bit of that next.
Have a question, right?
Yeah.
Would those first cousins be considered like brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I guess so. Some of them. The ones that are parallel. The ones your mother's sister's kids, father's brother's kids are called by brother and sister. Like cross cousins, your mother's brother and sister's. And father's sister's kids are not.
I want to interject a little bit more. Just something I want to add here about the family trees and uses of them in anthropology. I'm not an anthropologist. Some of my best friends are anthropologists. The person who did more than anything to get me into graduate school, by the way, was a good anthropologist. Our family's anthropologist, by the way. Came and studied our family one time. But one of the things that I remember from a discussion with him was that any society that you look at has a way of valuing different relationships. And what's nice about looking at family relationships is that there's a finite number of relationships. I mean, it's very complex, but in one society, certain relatives are identified in a certain way, in another society it may be a different set. And when we look at the modern society, we always assume we've got the standard that everything else is measured by, we've got the perfect thing worked out. But if you look at our own, ours is simply another example of a structure of relationship identification that two is selective. It doesn't identify every single relationship differently from the rest. For example, we differentiate aunts, uncles, cousins, and so forth, right? What are your mother's sister's children called? Okay, how about your mother's brother's children? They're just cousins too, right? How about your father's sister's Yeah, okay. Cousins all the way across, right? But you see there are distinctions there. There are male, female parents, male, female, whether it's a boy or girl, still first cousins, right? We don't make those distinctions within the social structuring that we're familiar with, but you see there are differences, and they're valued very differently within Quaker society, which is what I'm obviously most familiar with. Mother's brother is very important, my mother's brother. And what is he? My mother's brother is an uncle, right? What about my father's brother? It's also an uncle, but it's not an uncle in the same way. I mean, that distinction is made in Plinkett society, so that with the identification system that we use in American society, there's no distinction made between those two kinds of uncles. But in Plinkett society, there is a distinction. My father's or my mother's brother plays a greater role in my life than my father's brother. And as you look at our system, and for those of you who are going to work on this project of getting this on one piece of paper, you'll find that there are those kinds of distinctions there. If you look at that and analyze it, you'll find that we kind of gloss over some of those identifications as well in the American system of identification. Just a point I want to make for you to think about when you get into it. So you do make distinctions on your father's and mother's side, but in the American system that we're familiar with, they're all uncles, right?
And then all my cousins
are my brothers and sisters. Yeah. And what is your, in the American system, what is your mother's sister's husband called? Same as your mother's brother, right? No distinction there. But is there a difference? Sure is. So you see, we all just make these arbitrary distinctions with all of our society. And the American system that we're familiar with is no different in that respect than others. It just happens that we have different kinds of distinctions. Okay, I want to break a little early, and it's about 15 minutes before the end of the period. And for those of you who are I want to give those of you who want to work on an extra credit project of putting together the genealogy for Mabel and Jimmy. And Jimmy, if you'd like, I hadn't talked with you earlier about it, I just thought of it here, but if you'd like, we can put all of this on one paper and you can take it back with you. Everybody will know everybody already, but it'll show all the relationships on one sheet.
Most of them boys good for army. I tell them, but the Air Force, when I was working in Air Force, how come you got lots of blonde boys good for army? I told them.
A lot of other distinctions come into play here. Now, for example, we're identified by our father, right? My father is Joe Demert and Dennis Demert. Your father was Caulfield or Cremorian or whatever, but in the Tlingit society, and I'm not sure how it would work here, my identification would have been through my mother instead. So what happens when you have two cultural orientations coming together and the descendants having to deal with two ways of identifying family relationships? Can it get complicated? Yeah, a little bit. In in the prevalent system now, my cousin Bill Demert, which we've grown up in, it's pretty important in my life growing up. I mean, identification-wise. In the older system, that wouldn't have been the case quite so much. Because he's on my father's side, I would have gone more to my mother's side. But you can find out a lot by looking about yourself, by looking at this, and raising questions about the distinctions that come into play. Thank you. Okay, for those of you who would like to work on the project, you can stay and the rest of us will be leaving. Give you a few minutes. What you need to do is work out the mechanics and work out some schedule of getting together, if you will, and getting this done before March 16th. Oh, yes, and tests. All I need is more to read.
Lots of kids, lots of descendants.
Send your questions if you have. Thank you. Oh, here are your notes from the last class as well.
Do you pass them out on Tuesday?
Yeah. Oh, your turn.